Good evening, boys and girls. Brian Newbert here from GoldenBlack.com, live in his car once again. It is a new season that is upon us. Purdue just played Bellarmine in Mackey Arena, so you know what that means. I am taking my 7 to 8 minute drive home to talk to you about the game that just happened. Talking into my phone while dodging coyotes and college students in the road. And this is all brought to you by our friends at Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the East End Grill, and Ripple & Company, and the Whitaker Inn. Three of those four establishments thereabouts I will drive by on my way home. Please keep them in mind for whatever respective services they may provide. So Purdue wins 96-67, I believe the score is. It wouldn't be responsible of me to check the box score while I'm driving. Obviously a very emphatic win for Purdue to open a season in which such results are expected in games like this one. But one in which I think more than anything, you saw Purdue really flex its muscles from an offensive perspective. I think obviously it's a fair assumption to make that, you know, Purdue has quite a bit of potential from an offensive perspective with some of the weapons, some of the really unparalleled weapons Purdue has offensively this season that can make them a very effective, but also very kind of unique team, a very difficult team to play, a very difficult team to prepare for, and one that can create a lot of advantages for itself by virtue of a virtually unprecedented tandem of influential players at center and a really dynamic guard off the dribble in Jaden Ivey. But what I think really matters more than the high-end stuff on that offense from a personnel perspective is the pieces and their efficiency and their potency and that kind of thing. And I think, you know, Matt Painter has obviously put a lot of invested an awful lot into three-point shooting over the years, and he's reaped great dividends off of that over the years, but maybe not as much last year as he would have liked. I think this year is a new year, and I think a lot of things are going to go into Purdue being a better team shooting the basketball than they were last year. And I think if one game were any indication, which obviously you never want to jump to conclusions based off of one game, but I think Purdue would seem on the verge of, that's my co-host, my turn signal, Purdue would seem on the verge of unlocking the potential. Maybe it didn't unlock quite as much last season from a three-point shooting perspective. They made 16 of them tonight. Isaiah Thompson went off in the first half. Sasha Stefanovic went off in the second half. Brandon Newman was right there with him for a while there. The two of them kind of seemed to be trading turns to can threes, but just a really, really strong shooting game for Purdue, one in which they, I think it wasn't the outcomes that mattered as much as maybe the process. I thought Purdue did a really nice job passing the basketball. I thought you had guys who looked like they were out there to basically living to set up others. Travion Williams played only 14 minutes and change, or almost 15 minutes because of foul trouble early, and seemed like he was happy as a clam out there to just take the ball in the post, draw a double team, and pass. And he just looked like that's what he was out there to do, and he did it very effectively. I thought you saw a lot of instances of shooters setting up shooters, you know, the proverbial turning down of a good shot to get a great shot. Brandon Newman had a really nice setup. Isaiah Thompson, I think, had a couple of really nice setups. Jaden Ivey did a really nice job early in the game attacking the basket and setting up other people. I thought Eric Hunter did a nice job. Ethan Morton, I thought, did a really nice job off the bench for Purdue from an offensive flow perspective. And I thought that Purdue not only did a better job making shots, but they did a better job generating shots. And I think with the weapons you have on this team, you know, I think there's going to be tons of opportunities for some of those piece type players to have a lot of golden opportunities to make open shots. And what Purdue's going to want to do, obviously, is optimize that the best it can. So if Isaiah Thompson's turning down an okay shot to get Eric Hunter a great one, or Eric Hunter's turning down a good one to get Brandon Newman a great one, or Travion Williams is happy to draw attention and skip the ball to the opposite corner to Sasha Stefanovic for a three, if Purdue plays with that sort of approach offensively, that sort of selflessness, that sort of conscientiousness about everyone else on the floor, I think this team can go a long way toward maximizing that offensive potential it has. And it's pretty considerable. You have elite players here. You have elite matchup problems on this team But what you need is you need the complimentary guys to really, really highlight the value of those players by playing off of them and making open shots and making the right passes and not turning the ball over and offensive rebounding. All that stuff that made that team a couple years ago that won the Big Ten great. That's the sort of thing that a lot of these guys around Zach Edey, Travion Williams, and Jaden Ivey can really help help this team with. You know, from a defensive perspective, you know, Purdue was better than it was against the University of Indianapolis. I don't think there's really relevant context here because Purdue will not see this style of offense ever again. I counted during Bellarmine's first offensive possession, they dribbled once. You know, Purdue's just not going to see this. They need to see a team that's going to attack them off the dribble, you know, incessantly in order to progress in the areas where it needs to progress. But I think, you know, Purdue looked like it was pretty hooked up in terms of its preparation and its scouting report, all of that stuff. They did a good enough job, but they won this game with offense. And, you know, to be honest with you, as I said in my video earlier, I don't know if defensive results against Bellarmine or Indiana State or whoever, you know, matter all that much. It's what you do against the North Carolinas, the teams with horses, you know, on the floor who are going to be athletic and fast and quick, and they're going to attack you off the dribble. Those are the sorts of games you have to win this year to make this the sort of season you want it to be. Those NCAA tournament games, those Big Ten tournament games, those games with Big Ten or with Big Ten championship implications, those sorts of games. And whatever happens defensively against Bellarmine is not going to hold the same weight as what happens against Michigan State, Ohio State, Michigan, Illinois, North Carolina, Villanova, you know, and on down the line. So I don't want to say too much about Purdue being better defensively today because I think that's very much a work in progress. But Purdue is at least seemed to take a little bit of a tick upward in that regard. And they have to because they were not very good in the preseason defensively. And, you know, they're not going to win the really high-stakes games. They're going to need to win the rest of the season to make this season what they want this season to be if they're not a better defensive team than they were in the preseason and even a better defensive team than they were last season. And they were pretty good last season. I thought they overachieved. They made the absolute most of what they had. But it caught up with them in the end, and Purdue needs to be better than that this year. What you can take from this first game from that perspective, I don't think a whole lot of anything, but what you can obviously take from this game is that Purdue has pretty considerable potential from an offensive perspective. I thought a lot of guys played well tonight. A lot of guys played well in roles. I thought that maybe Jaden Ivey is going to have a little bit of a settling in period here with all the newfound responsibility on him, all the newfound, you know, ways people are perceiving him, kind of things like that. I'm sure he will get in a rhythm before long, but other than that, I thought everybody, you know, sort of played pretty well. The bigs didn't get very many touches, but wasn't a bad thing because Purdue made so many threes because of it that I don't think that was really any sort of indictment on Zach Edey or Travion Williams not really playing well. The two early fouls on Travion Williams obviously were something you would have preferred not to have seen. But be that as it may, I don't think that's any sort of cause for concern whatsoever. I thought Ethan Morton played really well off the bench, as I mentioned before. I thought Isaiah Thompson played great. I think he's playing really well to start this season. I thought Caleb First, you know, did some really positive things again. That's, for a freshman, that's not a guy I think there's going to be a whole lot of worry about. I think he's sort of a plug-and-play, steady Eddie sort of guy who, you know, isn't going to command a hell of a lot of attention to himself, but is just going to do a really good job out there very quietly. You probably saw the news by now that Trey Kaufman Wren is going to redshirt. That was a surprise to me because you don't often see guys that good redshirting. But it's a smart move by Purdue because Trey Kaufman Wren is sort of transitioning as a player. He's very driven to develop as a player, and I think he's probably all on board with this in that regard. But I think, you know, in the big picture, I think this kind of helps Purdue because I don't know if what Trey Kaufman Wren really brings to the table is what you necessarily need right now. I think he's going to be a great scorer for Purdue one day, but I don't think you need necessarily another scorer right now. What you do need is a way to figure out how to use all these players and a way to get better defensively. And I think by thinning the herd a little bit A, you have the ability to maximize what you can get out of Trey Kaufman-Wren's career, which could be a lot because he's a really good player, but also you simplify your minutes distribution, your rotations a little bit. You probably get a little bit better defensively by getting a little less inexperienced, and that was the area of the game I think he was kind of struggling in, and that's perfectly normal for freshmen. But I think this is kind of a win-win. I know people worry about the kid when the coach goes and tells them, hey, we're not going to play you this year, or they just start a dialogue about it, and that's exactly how this went down. Trey Kaufman-Wren had a say in the matter. But I think this is a win-win. I think this is a good long-term move for him, and I think this is a good short-term move for Purdue. So, Purdue's off to a pretty good start here. We'll talk to you again Friday after Purdue plays Indiana State, and then we're off to Hartford for the games that really, really matter, North Carolina and then either Tennessee or Villanova. That's going to be the real proving ground for Purdue here early this season. So thank you, everybody, for listening. I appreciate it, and I want to remind you once again, this was brought to you by Purdue Federal Credit Union, Follett's Purdue Bookstores, the East End Grill and Ripple and Company, and the Whitaker Inn, which I just drove past on my way home. A lovely, lovely tract of land they have there with lots of wildlife running around. Thankfully, not in the road. So, thank you, everybody.